I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Beers and Backflips for another week. We did some absolute fucking specials last week, me and Timbo. I'm glad we're both in the shit though, mate.
Yeah, I just backflipped my way from Cronulla to the studio this morning. So if I look a bit gassed, that's why. There was some serious backflip action. And what was great was that I went out on social media on Friday and announced my backflips quite publicly. And as soon as I did it, I'm just like, Roo is going to have a field day with this. 24 hours later, you'd done just as bad as I had.
Yeah. Yeah, well and truly, yeah. We had a bit of Barney Gumble when he went to the moon about us.
Yeah, we did.
Good fun.
I mean, believe it or not, like every other supercoach on the planet, we do tend to change our mind at times between Wednesday morning and Friday or Thursday when the game starts. So there were some big ones last week though.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that is a good point because I'm apologising to fucking no one. Let that be known and let that be on the record. Well, things will change.
Well, that's why you become an SC Playbook subscriber or you join the Roo Crew because we can update it, can't we?
Yep, we'll update you in there the whole weekend across. So very, very exciting. It was a good weekend. Good fun. We're both down to one boost now. I think Kat's got six, so she's got plenty up her sleeve. How'd your weekend go? The catalyst?
I mean, from a supercoach perspective, it was very poor. I'm not happy with my performance. I had a real good talk to the boys in the sheds. I said, this type of performance, not okay. We'll be a lot better this week. Lost my head-to-heads, dropped significantly in my rankings.
How far did you drop?
I dropped about 3,000. Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I dropped 9,000 last week.
It's not ideal, but it's not like.
Look, yeah, but over the last couple of weeks, I've only dropped. I've yet to climb in rank.
So. Yeah, but you've also got literally more trades than anyone else. Like,
I like how you're trying to make me feel better. Well, I really appreciate it.
It's so funny. Like, I'm a big fan of the Rook and all the work.
Thanks,
dude. And early in the season, I was backing her. I hope she's doing well, but. As she got closer and closer to my overall ranking, I start like death riding her players.
Yep.
For sure. That's nice.
Well, it's all fun and games until she's ranked higher.
Yeah,
that says a lot about you, Timmy.
Yeah, I know. I'm a competitive.
Yeah, it says a lot.
Oh, I know you think we're trying to be nice to you. We're not. Like, if you can just stay relevant with all your trades, you can make a huge that's what we do every year. Probably not this year because I'm burning through trades like I've never fucking seen before.
I had my fourth boost last week and I'm terrified and questioning my existence.
Yes, I'm exactly the same. Mm. And I even tinkered with another one last night and then thought, just sit the fuck down, kid.
Yeah, just
sit
on relax.
Your hands. My fifth one is getting locked away in a vault until around 2021. Barring like disaster, shit hits the fan, have to use it. It's getting used round 2021.
Guarantee that goes before round 2021. Guarantee it.
I'm a patient super coach, mate. You know that
bullshit.
Better than anyone.
You'll break that glass before you even. Fuck, definitely. Now, Kat.
Yeah.
Little bone to pick.
Oh, no.
Couple of weeks ago, Kat broke the Tommy Turbo figurine in our studio and I thought, oh, shocking omen for Manly. He came out and scored 100. This week, Kat broke another figurine in the Centre of Excellence and unfortunately she broke, without a doubt, the best looking one in the entire studio, which now means that person / player is going to score an absolute mozza this weekend. What'd you do, you pelican?
Ah, I've broke Guru.
My own personal bobblehead.
And he's
she broke my Warwick farm.
So you will have, if you watch our content, you will know that Guru's been sitting here to the right, which ironically above the box sent from Parramatta that says keep away from cat. Very ironic. And I got up yesterday just from my desk. You probably told me to, you know, you sent me off on an order or something. And I was... Anyway,
you're someone to do something.
I can't wait to add some context to that, but continue, proceed.
I got up the way that I usually do, which might be a little bit clumsy anyway.
You know when you see like Conor McGregor walk into the ring and his arms and shit everywhere? That's Kat. Continue.
And I knocked the desk and then I, you know, we heard the tumble of little Guru and he hit the ground and... His arm was off and the football that was supposed to be in his hand was somewhere across the room. It was really traumatic.
It was a loose carry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when she said she knocked the desk hit that wall. So it was sure. quite the episode we had here. But, yeah, I think I am due for – you said 1,500. I think I could be looking at 1,700 this week.
Well, that's how omens work, don't they?
That's how they work.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, you should
be. If he scores 1,700 this week, Kat, we're going to have words.
Well, and you need to go get a bobblehead.
We're also
going to
be getting a me bobblehead.
Yeah.
We're going to beat the shit out of it.
And then we're going to get a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Kat just.
It was
really...
just also one of those moments where I just put my head in my hands and I said, why do I have to do the things that people expect me to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you're incredibly consistent. Incredibly consistent. I love it. Kathmandu.
Do you want an about even update?
I would love an about even update.
I bet that you will.
Yeah.
Because let's talk through the fixtures.
Surely I didn't get dusted last week.
No, let's talk through the fixtures of the weekend. So to start it off, Guru and I went head to head. We know that he had a good week and we know that I didn't have a good week. So that's
why did
say.
I get Kat last week and you got it this week?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happened like that. But Guru Grizzlies, you scored 1,233 and you beat me, who got 1,142. Timmy.
Cute scores.
It's fair.
Timmy, where are you? You beat Rando's All-Stars, so random stats guy, with a very strong score of 1,317.
Here we come.
Very nice.
Cop that, Rando.
Now, when we look at our head-to-heads leaderboard, it's looking very strong for the Guru Grizzlies. He's now topping the table with 16 league points. He's won 8 out of a total 9 head-to-heads.
Strong.
Very cool.
That's how we do it.
And Kuma Stallions, you're not too far behind. You're on 12. You've won a 6 of your 9.
What am I on the ladder?
Overall?
No, what am I on, like, head-to-head points? Top 4 or not?
Oh, no, you're 3rd.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You're on 12 points. It's Cody that is sitting between you two on 14 points.
Where are you sitting?
I'm in 8.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm not. I'm in 7. Sorry. I'm in 7, but I have a 4. I've won 4, I've lost 5.
A losing record
in the top
in the CBA Center of Excellence.
Okay, relax, bobblehead.
You'd want to pick that up pretty quickly, mate.
Okay.
We don't accept that sort of shit here.
And then in terms of total points scored, Cody is still topping the group. Oof. He's got 9,943. Very impressive.
Oh, this is going to be very tight.
Guru Grizzlies and Kuma Stallions, you're in 3 and 4 respectively. And there's only 20-something points separating you guys.
It's insane. Happens every year.
Yeah.
Every year we just tail.
And I'll tell you what, up until updates on late Sunday night, it was about 4 points separating us.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Hero went and updated about 60 points.
Yeah.
And then I am not... Too far behind. I'm about 300 points behind you guys.
That's okay.
So that's like one good week.
That's right. It is. It's
that's
literally
one good
Kuma
Stallions type performance.
Who else ahead of us? Sebo or someone?
You've got Sebo is between you and me. So I am in 6th position.
Who's
and then Wazabum, Warren, and Cody are 1 and 2.
Yeah, right.
Warren.
Warren might be one of the randos.
I think Warren's one of the placeholders.
Shout out to him. Who I believe actually emailed Beers and Breakevens last week. I've seen all your emails.
No, I think that was Mean Machine. That was Matt.
Yeah, but there was another one in the actual Beers and Breakevens one. I think might be Warren. I could be wrong. But, yeah, we've got the hats. I'm looking at one of them now. We'll reveal them over the next few weeks. We're going to sell some of them to the general public. I reckon they will absolutely fucking fly. So you'd want to be on whatever website. We haven't even spoken about that
they
yet.
They are red hot, or in this case, green hot.
Green hot.
green flames hotter.
Like
than
jalapeno
red.
Hot.
Yeah, yeah. Green. Yes. Yeah. On the hot scale, green is actually hotter than red.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, right. So. When it comes to chilies.
When you see a green flame, that shit is smoking.
Mm.
That's the type of stuff that is so bitter that it like just ruins your mouth.
You ever used a Bunsen burner in high school science and it went green?
But I know that when you burn fantails, they go green. Don't know why you needed to know that, but it'll come in handy one day.
To say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so a good week all round, unless your name is Kat Haddad. Wow. Let's proceed. Timmy, score this week and overall rank.
Yeah, so 1,317 points this week. So good score. And that moved me up 6,000 spots into 10,000. So 10,800 to be specific. So it's I said on the playbook potty last night, but mate, it's just a great example of how quickly this game can change.
Yep.
I dropped 10,000 spots last week. I rose 6,000 this week. I could go up to the top 2,000 after this week, or I could drop back to 20,000. Like, it's very volatile this time of year.
Yep, completely fair. I scored 1,233, and I made a big jump as far as rankings go. I didn't go up one spot. I didn't go up two spots, Timmy. Kat, I went up three spots. I went from 9,508 to 9,505 out of 154 fucking thousand people. How bizarre is that?
And all you can ask is that you see green and you continue to rise.
What? Have you ever – I haven't ever had anything like that before. I reckon my smallest before that was when I was in like the top 400.
It's crazy. Maybe it's 60. Yeah. Four spots less and you'd have been on a downward spiral. So
yeah, it's a win. It's a win. We'll take it. But yeah, looking good. What was your overall rank again, Kathmandu? Where are we sitting?
We're sitting at
17?
I think I've broken into the 20s now.
Ooh.
I know. Hold on. Let me get, okay, no, I don't want to say it actually.
We're all about accountability here. It's an honesty.
25,226.
What was it?
25,226. Okay. And just to clarify, I went down 3,744 spots.
Yeah, okay. All of a sudden going up three seems great. okay, let's – now, I just want to get this out of the way, and I'm not going to look at him when I say it, but trading Jermaine Osaka in last week was a masterstroke. And I'm very happy for anyone out there that made that same move outside of this curly-headed fuck sitting next to me. But full credit to you, mate. A good move.
Thanks, mate. After a lot of pain that not just the Dolphins but particularly Jermaine Osaka has caused me in the last 18 months, didn't own him at all last year and just watched him belt out ton after big score. To own him last week for 150 points, it was very enjoyable. It was very – pardon me. It was a very mixed emotions game, that one, watching Osaka score tries for fun and then our big Trey Fuller play, who just could not do a thing right. Jake Clifford was putting up torps that were hitting the beautiful Townsville Sky or wherever that game was played. But yeah, Osaka, very good. And earned 100-odd K, about to make another 100-odd K, so happy days.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation, the Trey Fuller one, isn't it? Now, we believe Hamiso is going to return next week. Mm. So Trey's got a negative 33 break-even this week. Hopefully a big score, get a bit of Bicky in for us. And there's a little part of me, Timmy, just a little part. It's probably not noticeable, but a little part of me that is hoping and praying Trey has a huge game this week and one of the centers has an absolute fucking shocker. And maybe we see Hamiso at centre. I doubt it, but I'm hopeful.
Yes. The other optimistic, glass half full sort of way to look at it would be, is if Fuller kills it, do they just give Hammer another week with his hammy? The only thing would be...
they win another game, yeah.
Yeah. Like if he comes in and kills it, the only thing would be, Hammer's going to really want to put his hat in the ring for Origin, so he'll probably want the extra week. But in terms of the Dolphins and looking after Hammer, if they don't need to rush him back.
I personally think Hammer, if he plays one game before Origin.
It won't matter.
I think he's locked.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the safest in the squad.
Really fascinating one, isn't it? The Hammer trade last week, it was like I went Tommy Turbo to him.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like I was obviously a bit nervous, but I was really happy with the trade. Freed up a ton of cash to get Fifita, to get Asako last week. And then Tommy somehow finished with 90 and I was like, oh, okay, like that's a huge win. Fuller finished with about 38, earned over 150K, takes the field this week, should be onwards of 200K, which is fantastic and worth the trade. If Fuller was to not play this week, it would have backfired, but happy with how it's gone at the moment. Give or take, obviously wanted more points from him last week.
Yeah, and and it was really interesting watching people argue about Fuller and whatnot this week, but he made 140K. Over the weekend, that'll get up to 200K. If you give away 60 points, I'm okay with it personally.
For sure. And the big thing, when I did it, I just went, you know what? I think Tommy Turbo, another good matchup this week against Fuller and the Dolphins at Suncorp. But after that, he's got the Broncos and he's got, I think it's the Storm. And then he has round 13 Origin. We had a great chat about it on the playbook potty last night, but I think he's a sell by round 13 because I think he's going to miss a lot of games over that period. So I was more than happy with it. Granted, I watched through gritted teeth on Friday night. As long as he doesn't go that 150 plus this week that we know he's capable of, I'm absolutely fine with the trade.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. it's been a weird season for Turbo. It's just been three or four times that I've watched and I've gone, okay, this is the day. This is the one. And I think he scored 20 points in the second half there.
Oh, Max, he was on 70 after about 20 minutes and he finished on 90.
Yeah, fucking wild.
Yeah.
All right, let's get stuck into Team List Tuesday. Before that, guys, we've got the Supercoach stats that are dropping in the Roo Crew on Wednesday. Come and check it out. All of our rumours, mail, everything like that in the Roo Crew. Link is in the description. Come check it out. We had hats that we sold for Magic Round the other day. They sold out in about 8 minutes or something like that to everyone in the Roo Crew. So that was fucking unreal. Plan to sell them to the general public, Timmy, and they the Roo Crew just swallowed them up, which we love to see.
Your popularity knows no heights, mate.
Knows no heights or bounds. Love that. All right, Thursday, we got the Finn taking on the Seagulls, 750 from Suncorp for the Finns. Herbie in, Tessie New out, no Hamiso yet. We believe he's going to return next week. For the Seagulls, Lockie Croker out, Lawton at 9, Chan, Kum, Tong, shout out to you, Ella, in the 14. Burbo jumps on the right edge with Olakau'atu still. Did he get a 2-week suspension or was it more?
Yeah, it was two.
Back next week. Interesting. Anything there, Timbo?
More than interesting. Burbo's back, baby.
Oh, you've got him now. Yeah. You going to play him?
God, no.
Yeah, fuck no.
I'm never going to play him or probably buy him ever again.
Mate, I was so excited. I drafted him this year. Was so excited about him. He was on the waiver wire last night. I didn't even put in a bid for him. I just went, no, fuck it.
I held him for a few reasons. Like, you know, when they're injured, they're not dropping cash. So he wasn't a priority sell. It also happened at a time where a lot of early season cheapies were starting to peak. But he's got a break even of 4. So it's like he needs to take the field. I was very, and it obviously hasn't happened yet, but coming back from that hammy injury, I was very happy to see him come back starting. I expected sort of off the bench, but as you mentioned, with Ola out. So a bit of cash incoming there. His dual position was also a big reason behind holding him.
Yeah.
Being able to switch between the two has come in very handy at times. So, yeah, he lives to fight another day, but I won't be playing him.
There's been two or three times in the last 3 weeks that I sat there and went, fuck, I wish I had that jewel.
Yeah.
It would really come in handy. All right, let's go to the Friday games. Penrith and the Doggies, 6 p.m. from out there at Penrith. For the Panthers, Isaac Tonga out. Paul Alamotti in the centre. Cleary at 7. I believe Cleary is going to play. We haven't heard anything to say that he won't at the moment. I heard your conversation last night about Alamotti, hopefully playing left, may play him right. I will say this about Alamotti. I watched him play a lot of junior grades playing on the right, so he can do it. We haven't seen him there much in first grade, but I just don't know if they'd be willing to break up all these combinations.
Yeah.
I hope so, but I don't know.
I agree, but Yeah, I suppose because if you put Alamotti to left and Taylor May to the right, then you're breaking up two sets of combinations. Oh, it's me as an ambitious Taylor May owner, and you're a one as well. Honestly, like Taylor May got his first attacking stat last week. It took just diabolical defense from the Bunnies off that tap restart to get his first major attacking stat. It is such a barren wasteland for Supercoach scoring that left edge. We even saw Brian Toto last week. He hardly touched the ball unless it was from a kick return or a scoot or something. Against the Doggies, if Taylor May can switch to the right, it'll be so good. Taylor May's one of the most traded in players this week.
Traded in?
Yeah. He's like, I'll double check, but he was like six or seven. Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. For the Doggies, no changes here. Connor Tracy's on the extended. I would assume if Tracy's available, he comes in at fullback. Mm. We'll just see Blake Taff go to the bench. For the late game, 8 p.m. from CommBank, we've got Parramatta and Brisbane. Blaze Talangi named at one. Sivo on the wing. Sanders remains at six. Lane and Madison on the edges with Bryce Cartwright on the bench. For Brisbane, Corey Oates comes in for the injured. Jesse Arthurs, Josh Rogers at seven. I'm a big Josh Rogers guy. I'm a big, big fan, Timmy. I reckon he's going to do really well over the next few months.
Talk to me.
I reckon there's every chance he holds out Madden even when he's available.
Really?
I
thought
like
Madden
Rogers.
Was really good with Reynolds out early.
He
season.
Is good. I've got a feeling about Rogers. I like
Tell
him.
Us about JR.
I've only seen a little bit of him. He's a bit more of a bigger, robust sort of body. Runs the football a little bit more. Been doing well in Q Cup. I don't know. I just got a gut feel that I reckon he can strike up a really good combination with. I think he's more of a exciting sort of player than like what a Jock Madden is, probably closer to like an Adam Reynolds sort of mold. I just got a good feeling. It's a strong name too, Josh Rogers.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he an out and out seven or?
7-6. From what I've seen of him, has been mostly seven. I think he could play six as well at a high click, but.
I don't know when he was added to Supercoach, if he was there from the start of the season or if he was added this week. Like I would have been pretty surprised if he was in there from the start of the season. Because he wasn't top 30, was he, Bronk?
I don't think so, no.
He's only 5'8". He literally got named at halfback this week. So that's odd.
Yeah, odd. So here we go.
Anyway, 260K. So if he can win the spot.
Yeah. Jack Goz on the bench along with Saylor. Mate, anything to touch on at Parramatta? Obviously, Blaze has been named at fullback. I think this is his best position personally. But I don't know. If you've still held, I think that's going to be a bit of a shit fight for you.
Yeah, he's got a 12 or something in his rolling average from last game. So there's work to do to earn some money. If he can keep that spot for 3+ weeks, then he should make a little bit of cash. But don't look to certainly bring him in anytime soon.
Yep. Super Saturday, Titans Knights, the Jackson Hastings Cup up there at Tamworth featuring Hammy. For the Tigers, Stafford Tye at centre. Brett Naden moves to the wing. Galvin at 5'8". Bud Sullivan comes in at 7. Appy returns at 9. Bateman Edge, IPAP 13. I think they've had three different 13s in 3 weeks and they've just done it's musical chairs over there in the 13 jersey of the Tigers. When will the music stop, Tim? When will the music stop?
When Benji smashes the jukebox, I suppose, mate.
Matamua next week.
The question here is around a couple of them. Firstly, there's a surprising amount of Isaiah Papali'i owners out there. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I've just had a lot of questions the last 24 hours. His break-even's about 90. I'd be tempted to just have a look for a week and just see what sort of work rate he gets.
You fucking love it. It happens every 8 weeks. You just sprinkle a little bit of Isaiah Papali'i, and it's never appealing to me. I don't get it.
No, not as a buy. I'm just like, if you already owned, if he comes out and bangs out 65 minutes in the middle, wouldn't you want to have a look at his work rate? You know, if he has a ton of runs, his offloads, or would you sell this week?
No, I guess you hold, but...
I'm not spruiking as a buy by any means.
Okay, yep.
The other issue there, mate, not issue, Samuel Afainu, someone that due to some lesser scores, there hasn't been much cash gen, the break-evens remain pretty high. I'm still interested in him in coming weeks, potentially for Sam Hughes. How do you feel about his job security? Because with his chopping and changing, I don't know, and I'm... Yeah.
Mate, I can't tell you how happy I am to have not said the name Sam Hughes in the last 6 weeks.
You sold, didn't you?
Yeah, ages ago.
He's on a tear, the big fella.
I think you used up your Sam Hughes quota in the preseason.
Yeah, I used it up heaps in the preseason. I really like Fino. I think attacking stats will come. Not a guy I'm looking at the moment. What's he priced at the moment?
He's about 370.
Okay, I thought he'd be higher than that already.
No, nah, yeah, okay. he's... just hasn't quite happened for him because there's been no attacking stats. And then there was the game he got the Symbian where he just couldn't get on the board. So he's 379K with a break even of 36. So I just want to see him lock down the spot.
What does their buy schedule look like? Are they a decent side to target?
I think they're 16 and 19. Just double check. But they don't play 13. They play 16 and 19. So really good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, interesting. Knights, Frizzell named on the edge. Dylan Lucas moves back to the Pine. No sign of Fletcher Sharp in the extended squad. So good signs for David Armstrong. We'll talk about him soon.
Yep.
Knights, Bunnies, Lomax returns to the wing. Suli in the centres. Leilua named on the extended bench. Mate, the fucking South Sydney Rabbitohs. I literally, for my team list yesterday, I just ran through the side. I don't think I want to go near any of them. Is there anyone that's grabbing your attention? Anything?
Nah, mate. They're just a basket case at the moment. And you can't go near any of them until you see them do something.
Yeah.
And when I think, they've got something like 10 or 12, I think 12 of their top 30 available for selection at the moment, something ridiculous there. Nah.
Yeah. Storm v. the Sharks, 7:30 p.m. from Amy Park. Farlongo named at fullback, Grant Anderson on the wing, Wishart at 6, Money at 7. I'll tell you what, I would love a dual position Cam Munster in a couple of weeks. Might get somewhat close to it. If he plays 3 weeks at 7, which I think Husey's due back around 14 or 15.
Munster's named at 6.
Oh, is he? I've got Wishart 6, Munster 7. Okay, my bad. Probably won't get it then. Seems highly unlikely. Fucking Cat made these notes too. I'm going to kill her.
Oh, I just stitched up on purpose.
No, I made them. I'm the idiot.
There's nothing you like more than a dual position conversation.
Yeah, tell me about it. Sharkies, 1-17. Shout out to the Sharkies fan that jumped down my throat yesterday to tell me that Toby Rudolph's out. Rudolph's out. Big changes there for the Sharkies.
All happening.
It's all happening. It's all doing. Sunday, Roosters versus the Wars. Now, Timmy, I can smell an upset here. We're at $4.50 the Wars.
Definitely.
I reckon we get a bounce back.
I expect it as well. The only thing is I've shown a lot of faith in the Wars last 2 to 3 weeks and have been let down. So I'm just like, at what point do you break? But I think they're a huge chance.
Yeah, I agree.
The Roosters will be flying in confidence, which is all good and well, but we've seen complacency creep into the Roosters at times in the last few years. So I'm with you. I think the Warriors can win it.
Mate, you're getting a 12.5 start there for the Wars, and you're getting RTS at about 450 ATS. Backs against the wall against his former club.
Is there
coming.
A chance we get – if they do make changes, can we get RTS on the wing, do you think? Can they bring in what's his name? What's that Adonis?
Leotau. Yeah, maybe.
If they lose again, like, I think RTS would be awesome on the wing. Not just for Supercoach purposes, but I think for the Warriors themselves. I know Montoya does a good job out of yardage, but RTS on the wing would have like 25 runs. He'd run for 200 plus metres every week easily. I rate it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Anyway. And it'd be good coming out of their own end, but they're like the Panthers at the moment. The ball just doesn't go fucking left.
No.
It's a nightmare.
They don't even try to. Like,
don't even look like they, there's no interest in it. At least
the Panthers set up and shape to left, and then it's just Luai stepping back inside every time. The Warriors just lay there and then go, and let's go back to the right.
Yeah. For the Wars, Barnett on the edge, no Cape World, Jazz and Pompey on the bench. For the Chooks, Tupu returns for the second week in a row. Radley named at 13. Cheese was under a bit of an injury cloud. He's been named. Watson at 14, and Spencer Lenu returns from his suspension. Do you want to talk about Terrell May now or?
Let's talk about Terrell May now.
Take it away, motherfucker.
Oh. After copping your backflip roast on Friday publicly, you're having a field day with it. And fair enough, like all the best to you. On Wednesday, you just like groaned at Terrell May and said, you know, I'm getting him out of my team, gone, done with him. Turned out that you decided to hold, not only hold him, but yeah, I don't know if it's like you forgot to play him or you didn't have the nads to play him or what happened, but you didn't even put him in your 17. Why?
Got a bit caught up on Friday. Mate, when he scored his second try, I was watching the game with Josh. I high-fived him and went, fuck yeah, what a play, how good. And then I opened my team went,
oh, you thought you played
him. Mate, I was celebrating. I asked Josh. I was carrying on like a fucking tit. Jumping up and down, fucking letting him know how good I was. Then I opened my team and went, oh, good. Got the reserve on Appy who's not playing. This is good gear. This is fantastic.
You were selling Terrell. You were getting Nicaro for Feeder. Seriously, mate.
Yeah, so that was a tough pill to swallow. I think he's got a break even of about 15 now, Terrell May. But with all these forwards now back, what are we – I know – well, part of the reason why I held him is because I thought you made a really good point last week about holding him for bye rounds. So I guess that's sort of our thought process. But week to week, I don't think I could play Terrell at the moment.
Mate, he's the ninth most traded in player this week.
What planet are we living on? What is going on here?
I've got a better one for you. I don't know if this is updated. I'm hoping to God that it has. So currently, okay, he's dropped down significantly. Thank you. As of last night, the like sixth or seventh most traded out player was Adam Fanua Blake. It was like 500 people. I was like, what?
Why on earth would that be?
I don't know. I was trying to put my head around it. I'm like, what do they know that we don't? Anyway, he seems to have dropped off that list, thankfully. So maybe it was just put down to
earth. Was he maybe the option for trade assist? I can't imagine why, but
I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway,
but
I don't trust those trade assists.
You shouldn't trust those trade. I don't want to see you anywhere near trade assist, young lady.
I would never.
But Terrell May, man.
You hang out with that trade assist, he's trouble.
Oh. I like trouble.
With Len New back, Rhea Hargreaves back, Victor Radley back, four forward bench. I'm like, I'll probably play him just because I've sort of, what I've got Curran at front row, him at front row. It'd be Terrell May or Sam Hughes. Mm. I could see a world where you play Sam Hughes over Terrell May. I'm going to play Terrell, but certainly don't buy him. And I think if you can sit him, he could play 25 minutes this week.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. Obviously, Spencer Lenio hasn't played footy in quite some time, but honestly, like he could play 25 minutes. He could also play 55 and we're sitting here next Wednesday going, Robbo, what the fuck is doing?
Oh, he could.
What the fuck are you doing? Counting. You having a stroke over there?
That was counting. Adam Fanua Blake's the 15th most traded out player this week with 434 trade outs.
Yeah, right.
Imagine trying to produce when there's just silence like that. I think that the mics are broken. I
thought you were in all sorts. All right.
Just doing the legwork, mate, like I do every week.
Titans Cows, 4 p.m. coming to you from the Gold Coast. That's in Queensland. Titans, Randall named at 6. I was saying to Kat yesterday, I thought that my opportunity to play 5-8 in the NRL had slipped past me, but seeing Randall named at 6, I think Chance. Maybe I'm still a sniff.
Yep.
Not giving up just yet. Verrills at 9. Keanu Keeney named on the bench, which is exciting for the Cows. Chad Townsend returns at 7. And Braden Burns named on the extended. Braden Burns always been I haven't looked at his score or anything. I'm talking completely off the dome. Mm. But Braden Burns always been a bit of a supercoach enigma to me.
Oh, my God. So he went from being non-contracted this season. Supercoach have put him back in at 553K.
Oh, fuck off. Seriously?
That's a joke. Like, they've obviously based it off, what did he play last year? He must have played a handful of games last year.
He scored well. He always scores well.
But shortly, yeah, he's always been a very good Supercoach player, but just one of the most unlucky runs with injuries. But, like, he literally wasn't contracted. Surely you get him a decent discount.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Anyway. Okay. Anything on that game, mate, or pretty good?
Not as so much. The only one is, speaking of blokes who can find an injury, Helam Lukey with a bit of some half-right by eye coverage. I think he plays around 13, the Cows. He's going to be like sub 400K pretty soon. So if he does find himself back in a 65 to 80 minute role, if you can take that injury risk, which I probably will, gee, he's going to be a good pickup.
Yeah, Caddy's been very un-Lukey with injuries.
Great minds think alike.
Thank you.
You're just calling me an athlete, basically.
Mm. I think she missed it. I'm Lukey.
No. I got it. Okay. I'm just saying I'm like Lukey.
You are.
Accident prone.
Have you ever had any major injuries?
Broke a toe.
How'd you break a tire?
I was running in the house, stubbed it. It was like the ultimate stub.
Table, bed, what are we talking?
Dresser. In bedroom. Yeah. And I remember just looking down at my foot and it was just off.
Yeah,
and my grandmother's a nurse and she just looked at it and she's like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And good. So I never fixed my toe.
Is that your only major injury?
Anyway.
What the fuck did that mean?
Like, I've had nose surgery, which is really, really intense.
Yeah, that's not an injury.
Yeah, but it was, I needed the surgery because of like minor injuries over a long period of time. And it is really traumatic surgery. But other than that, no.
Yeah, okay.
Knock on wood.
Have you had any major injuries?
Touch wood, for having played footy for a long time. I've had a good run. I broke my leg when I was pretty young, wrestling on the tramp with my brother.
Which brother?
Sam. We had the slippery slide next to the tramp. I was probably 10 years old. And we were jumping off it and doing wrestling moves onto each other. Yeah. So we were doing like RVD five-star frog splashes. And he did the big – it was the last one of the day, the big Hulk Hogan leg drop and snapped my leg in half. So that wasn't nice. That was one of the worst.
Oh, my God. Also,
I burnt my foot really badly when I was young.
Yeah.
I had croup where you like can't talk.
I've had that.
Can't talk or like that. And to clear it out, like you put your head over a boiling bucket of water and inhale it with a bit of eucalyptus oil. And the old boy just put it below the chair. I was crook as a dog. Again, I was about 11. It was about a year later after the broken leg. And I was just on another planet. I didn't know I was there. I put my foot straight into it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a bad time.
If that ever happens to you again, Timmy, you just go into the shower and you crank up the hot water and you steam the whole room as opposed to
putting foot in bucket. Yeah. I had like third degree burns all over. Still got scars and that. It was a pretty nasty one.
Yeah, right.
I feel like a burn has to be one of the worst pains.
Yeah, that was a bad time.
What about you? Since you've asked, I feel like there's a big story coming.
No, I did ACL in year 11.
Ooh, ACL.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Only the best do an ACL.
What's that?
Only the best do an ACL.
Yeah.
It's a sign of elite performance.
Elite performance, yeah. The fourth rugby at high school really missed me that year. I do remember one time, though, I was playing footy at lunchtime at school and there was this guy running down the sideline and I was chasing him. And you know, like when you're that distance away from someone, you're like...
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm never going to tackle them, but maybe if I dive here, I might get an ankle tap. But I'm like, is it worth doing? And like, we were just going at the same pace. I was never going to catch him. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to fucking dive. This is ridiculous. Then I don't know why, but I fucking did it. And when I dove, apparently it's really common. I hit the back of his heel.
Mm.
And it whiplashed my hand and it dislocated all four of my fingers.
Oh.
It was fucking rank. I was like, my fingers were just like something, like they were all like they all popped out and dropped down. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I had to go back up and they like put them all back in. It was fucked.
I'm actually not okay. It was rank.
And all I could think was, why did you, you're in your uniform, you idiot. You never made a tackle in your life and you dive at lunchtime? Fucking moron.
I had a similar one back in the day with a mate in my year after school. So I must have been 18. I was playing footy for the Coomera Stallions and it was Mad Monday. And one of the blokes, good mate of mine, had to do a nude run down at the Oval.
Yeah.
And I was revved up by the boys, obviously very impressionable at the time, to go and steal his clothes while he was doing it. And he chased me after it. He chased me down. He almost had me and he did exactly what you did, went for the ankle tap and dislocated his shoulder. Oh. Shout out to John O'Clark. Apologies, mate. One of the great men. But, yeah, and I'm also very concerned after Kat mentioned that she had a few minor nose incidents that she had very painful recovery and surgery. as a bloke who's broke his nose seven times playing footy, when I eventually have to get this big boy looked after, could be in all sorts.
Oh, it's just uncomfortable. It's worth it though.
Yeah.
It's nothing like breathing through both nostrils.
All right, let's get back on track. Now, me and Timmy thought, and Kat, jump in on this too, actually. We thought what we'd do is we would just quickly, because we haven't, like, we sort of talk about our team every week, but we don't give you an exact run through of our sides to let you know who we've got in each position. So we thought we'd just go through them very quickly so you know where we're all at. Hooker, I am running with Wade Egan and I am running with Api Kurosawa at the moment. Who have you got, Timbo?
Reece Robson, who's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. And then Jaden Brayley, who was a gift who gave a little bit, but on the weekend those minutes just dropped.
Yeah, did not give a gift on the weekend.
Yeah, it went like 80-80 or something and looked the goods. I was so bullish about him. He played like 45 or 50 minutes or something on the weekend, so more than a bit concerning. That being said, he was always just in a backup hooker spot anyway, so it's like it's not dramatic. I did play him on the weekend though. Had a few like Cleary's out, the Para boys out. One of them two is probably going to go to Marshall King come round 13.
Kathmandu, hookers, who you got?
I've got Appy and Levi.
You still got Danny Levi?
Yeah, I need to get rid of him. I haven't been playing him. Kat. Okay. I haven't been playing him anyway.
Okay, let's look at front row forward. I have got Anfernor Blake, Curran, May, and Viliami Fifita. Very happy with my front row forward.
Viliami Fifita.
He's got that jewel, so I'm waiting to – there's probably never going to be another front row forward I want, to be fair, but we'll see how we go. Who you got?
Curran and Terrell May starting, so happy enough with that. Make of Terrell May what you will. Sammy Hughes and Poaso Farmasili on the bench. Sammy Hughes just week to week at the moment.
Yeah.
Just working out whether I upgrade him to, say, a Fanua Blake or, you know, downgrade to Samuel Afainu. But he's got a really good origin, early origin draw, so origin period draw. So potentially a hold, but just going to sit on my hands there a little bit for the time being and go from there.
Curran's a little watch at the moment too. He scored a try on the weekend, which sort of covered up the fact that he only played 44 minutes on the weekend, which is well below what he usually does. So one to watch there. Kathmandu, front row forwards.
I've got Ruben Cotter, Terrell May, Sam Hughes and Fifita. So Fifita is a placeholder as well, as in Viliami Fifita. And I'm pretty happy with Cotter and May there.
All right, my two RFs. Roll out the red carpet. Fifita, Crichton, Nikita, Pierce Paul, Smithies, Finney Fuiaki. Who you got, big dog?
Yeah, pretty similar. Good looking spot, this one. Fifita, Angus Crichton, Kai Pierce Paul, Morgan Smithies, Sean Lane, and Benny Trebojevic. So very happy with that spot at the moment.
Kathmandu?
I've got Angus Crichton, Kai Pierce-Paul, Morgan Smithies, Josh Curran I have, but he's in my two RFs. I've got Sean Lane and I've got Chan.
Chan. Yeah, fuck, I'm glad we got off that, Timmy.
Still own him.
Oh, you still own him?
Well, in my trades this week is getting Burbo up to 2RF and getting rid of Chan at the moment. So
Yeah, fair. Halfbacks, Hines Cleary for me.
Same.
I've got to bring Cleary in, so I've still got Hines SJ.
Hines SJ, yeah, nice. 5'8", I've got Galvin Dillbags.
Me too. And once again, a bit like the front row, I guess, but Galvin's starting to sort of peak. I just don't know who I'd move him to. So I'm just going to watch and wait for someone to pop up.
Yeah, I've got no idea. It might be an opportunity. As I said, I like this Rogers kid. Could be a downgrade there to free up some cash. Maybe. See how we go.
If you're not a Brown owner, a Galvin to Brown could be on sort of next week. I probably wouldn't do it this week with the wet conditions in Sydney and the matchup with the Broncos, but that's probably a play in coming weeks.
Kathmandu?
Yeah, I've got the same as well, Galvin and Brown.
All right, CTWs. I have got RTS, Lomax, Val Holmes, Iro, May, Sasagi of immortal fame. And I am, at the moment, I've got Schiller, but I will be bringing in someone this week. We'll get to that very soon. Timmy?
Sarko, Val Holmes, Wateni Zalesniak, Taylan May, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Schiller, and if my trades go as planned, Armstrong.
Yeah, I'm the same with Armstrong. Kathmandu?
I'm going to make some changes to this week. That's for sure. I'm going to upgrade some of these guys. I've got RTS, Iro, Taylan May, Armstrong, Schiller, Savage, and Jacob Gagai.
Christ.
Yeah. You've already got Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Got him in last week.
CT dub.
Whatever.
It's just so hurtful, isn't it?
It's like the way that I cry after every episode is crazy, but you do build a thicker skin, that's for sure.
All right, fullbacks. I, at the moment, have got Pappenhausen. I think I'm going to go to Scotty Drink Bloke, and I'm going to pair him up with Trey Fuller at fullback. Who you got?
Reece, Sexy Boy Walsh, and Trey Fuller, and sort of making some contingency plans for Fuller next week to potentially a little drinky play.
Ew.
Shock me. What do you think, Kat?
Got Turbo and Nickel Clock start.
Oh, yeah, he's still got St. K. Interesting. It's pretty different teams there. I like it.
It's good.
All right. Blue Wealth Property tonight. They're coming here from the Bathurst Panthers out there Wednesday, 8th of May. That's 6:30 p.m. That is live there. Have they got a webinar for this one?
They webinar everything, don't they?
I think they webinar everything, I'm pretty sure. And then we've got Wednesday, the 15th of May, Wealth through Property. That's live in Melbourne, Crown Promenade, South Bank. All the links are in the description. We had Mortz in the studio here the other day, caught up for a good little yarn there. We've got a few things in the works. We've got people buying properties left, right, and said, I'm surprised there's any fucking properties out there.
It's been a fill up over at Blue Wealth, hasn't it?
Big time. So shout out to those that have brought properties. You know, well, I guarantee you know who you are. So shout out to yous. Top shelf stuff there. Reach out to the team at Blue Wealth Property. You can find them on all your socials or hit the link in the description, in the podcast and in the YouTube down below to go through the beers and break evens avenue.
Wasn't it just on that, wasn't it cool to hear that because the Blue Wealth guys are doing a lot with the footy clubs as well, they've actually helped a lot of players with rent vesting.
Yeah, we won't name names.
No, no but, naming names, but it's
won't
just
name
cool.
Names, but yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. So there are they've got I think 3 NRL clubs over the next few weeks that they're doing days with. We're actually got invited to one of them, but it's on a Monday when we do Bloke in a Bar. That would have been really cool.
And
to
I
see.
Can't really go to those things alone, can I?
Well, you're a big Bulldogs fan. Maybe you could.
All right.
Huge Bulldogs fan.
Won't name names, but they just got Dave Fifita a house in Penrith.
Oh, how good. Didn't get him one in Canberra. I know that. Didn't get anyone a house in Canberra. Unless you're under the age of 19. Okay, let's move to Timbo's stats. Deep dive. All right, Timbo, stats deep dive. First up, your boy, Jermaine Isaacco. Talk to me.
Yeah, very, very happy about, obviously, the Isaacco play last week. Hopefully, you can sustain it. Probably more of a question than a stat deep dive and one I wanted to throw to you, but it's just the return of Herbie Farnworth inside him. He's obviously a very popular buy this week, Isaacco, and I do think it's probably now or never, because he's going to rise close to another 100K this week, Isaacco. There's a reason that he only scored 3 tries in his opening 5 or 6 games or whatever and was down on sort of last year. And it's because he had glue hair ends, Farnworth inside him. So what do you make of that? He's formed a really good combination, Isaacco, recently with Jake Averillo.
Yep.
But when Averillo and Herbie played together in the centres early in the year, Herbie was on the right with Isaacco and Averillo was on the left. We know that Herbie played left last year at the Broncos. Do you reckon Herbie – I know it's a bit of a lottery, but do you reckon he comes back and shifts to the left again? Because they've got a great combo on the right now, Averillo and Isaacco.
It is a complete and utter lottery, but if I was picking it, I personally would play Herbie on the left. I would have played Herbie on the left from day one, though. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what Wayne does. But yeah, I would play Herbie on the left. I really hope Wayne plays him on the right though, because I can't watch Isaacco do what he's doing, knowing he's in your team.
Like, granted, last week that I think almost all 3 of the tries from memory, might have been 2 of the 3 came off like Cody Nikorima cutout balls.
Yeah.
So it would have been cutting out Herbie. But when you've got a strike center like Herbie inside Sajo, you just subconsciously they just play short a lot.
Yeah.
It is a concern, though, as an owner, that if Herbie comes back inside him, it's going to starve him of quality ball, I think.
I also think as well, like, Christ, Val Holmes made some awful decisions in defence in that game. Like, he just, was wild. All right, let's move to Dom Young, mate. Made a return for the Roosters over the last few weeks after that disaster a couple of months ago. I'm still not overly keen on this, but convince me.
So, obviously, had that negative 15-point game. It's the Doggies, an absolute write-off. He has bottomed out at 549K. If you take that game out of his scoring this season, in across, I think it's five games, he's averaging 80.4 points. He did have 150 in there, which has elevated it, but his only poor score this season was a 30. That was against Penrith, so, you know, we put a line through those games anyway. Outside of the Dogs game, again, where he only played a handful of minutes, he's averaging 5.6 tackle busts per game with really good, I think they play round 13 and round 16, the two first major bye rounds, the Roosters. Like, my concern, Roo, is much like with Asako and a glue hands inside him, it's having glue hands Joey Manu inside him at centre.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But even with Manu there, he's been scoring tries, he's been getting line breaks, he's been getting opportunities. He looks pretty hard to pass up. Like, I'm on the fence with him at the moment. Why are you not keen? Like, the numbers are hard to ignore.
Yeah, completely fair. I'm not totally convinced the Roosters are the all-star side just yet. For one, I don't like him outside Joey Manu. That just shits me to no end. I don't know. I won't hold it against anyone for doing it, and it could turn out to be the right move. My vibe has just always been, like, even last year, mate, like Dom Young, I think he averaged 60 points last year. He scored 25 fucking tries. Like, I don't know. And I just, in games that he doesn't score tries, my experiences and my thoughts on him have always been that he can go pretty fucking low. I've never been overly keen on Dom Young as a super coach player. Won't hold it against anyone that does. I think his buy schedule is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, so he plays 13 and 16. It's really good. And then so they play the Warriors this week, tougher, but Warriors have been poor, to be fair. Sharks next week, tough at Suncorp. Then he goes Raiders, Cowboys, round 14 bye, Eels, Bulldogs, Tigers, Dragons. It is a really good draw after that. Like, I tend to agree with a lot of his sentiments about him and, you know, his flaw and all that, but he's basing the outside of the Doggies game around about 30 this year plus those 5.6 tackle busts per game. That gets him to 40-plus before any attack.
My only other thing is, mate, that especially during that Origin period with those good matchups, Joey Manu will go to fullback and he will see even that less sucks, fucking ball.
If Teddy plays fullback for the Blues.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But, Who will they lose to Origin? They'll lose Angus, Lindsay Collins. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Give or take Teddy if he plays on.
Give or take Teddy, yeah.
Their depth is – their forward depth is ridiculous especially, so it's not going to change that much.
Yeah. I'm not overly keen on Dom Young, but I can understand people doing it, especially with the bye schedule. Dylan Edwards, mate, I just wish he'd stop. I'm done. Surely with Cleary returning this week, it starts to slow down, right?
And that's the point I wanted to make, mate. It's to round him. Averaging 93.3 for the season, a popular trade in this week for Ryan Pappenhausen owners in particular. Scored 89-plus in six of his eight games this season. I'm not keen on him at all, and he doesn't interest me because of Cleary back. Congratulations to owners who have had him with Cleary out. But early in the season, three games with Nathan Cleary, he had scores of 40, 116, and 56. So the 116, obviously good, but the other two, very below par for an elite fullback. He did score well, 90-odd, against the Cowboys with Cleary last week. Even then, that was Cleary's first game back from injury and didn't have a major, major role.
Yeah.
95 he scored. Look, all good and well if he's 750K, maybe even 800, but at 927K with Nathan Cleary back, I'm not that keen on him. I think there's better options.
I'm sorry. There is not a fucking universe where I'm buying Dylan Edwards for 930K. No. That's outrageous. All right, if you've done it, if you've been on that train the last few weeks, full credit to you, congratulations, but I think you're mad to be buying him this week. Gagai, are we talking of the Jacob or the Dane variety?
The Dane variety.
Cat just got upset.
So many jabs.
Big Jagai guy.
Big Jagai guy. Big Jagai girl. So Dane Gagai, last week he had, what are you smirking at?
She's got the moves like Jagai.
2 weeks in a row, new Thank content.
You. Oh,
mate.
Did I do that last week? Ah, oh, shit.
Nah, bugger, too late now.
So, I'm not even commenting. Keep it moving.
We spoke last week about Dane Gagai and just having a look at him with the goal-kicking duties. Look, it couldn't have been a worse game in terms of conditions, playing in that pool of water against the Warriors in Newey. 62 points, pretty well entirely in base and power. He had 20 runs, 7 tackle busts, 16 tackles, and then his 3 conversions on top of it. At 651K, I think he plays around 13. In 7 games this season, he's had 2 tries and no try assists. He's had 4 line breaks and no line break assists. He's busting 5.3 tackles per game. It's the same thing every year, and you sit there, and I know you bought him last year, but you go, everything adds up to buy Dane Gagai. Why aren't we doing it? He's now kicking goals. Like, it's bloody appealing.
Yep, for sure he is. Yeah, it's very hard to ignore. And he'll, mate, in 6 weeks' time, you could do the same thing and people will still be shocked.
Yeah.
People just refuse to look at him. It's bizarre, and especially with KP out now, as you mentioned, the goal king, but I think it makes them less left side dominant.
Absolutely.
And he's even starting to float around a little bit now too. So
serious player. Like you said, with his base and power, we talk about Jacob Kyrgios and how good he's in his base and power. Sure, it's a bit better than Gagai's, but Gagai averages 60 to 70. Now you add goal kicking to it. Like, God, it's a good case.
Yeah, it's got to be considered. Next man up, we've got Mulitalo. Talk to me.
Mulitalo owners have a big decision to make this week at 745K, break even 141. Huge start of the season, scores of 37 and 50 in recent weeks. There is no coincidence that that has happened without Braden Trindle there. Daniel Atkinson has come in at the Sharks. We don't know how long Trindle's out for. Atkinson has looked really good, but Nicho Hynes has gone to another level and he's just getting so many touches of the ball. It's a lot of it's going down the right edge at the moment. If you're a Mulitalo owner with 3 brutal weeks upcoming, Storm, Roosters, Panthers, then they actually go Eels and Broncos, would you be selling?
I'm so glad I don't have to make this decision.
Same.
I just think with Trindle out, that left side just isn't getting as much ball. So maybe. It sucks, but maybe.
Yeah. It's like a, I don't know if you call it a luxury trade, but it's one that you'd be happy just to, you know, ride the highs and lows for a little bit. But if you don't have any other pressing issues this week, which I don't think a lot of teams have big issues this week, I think it's a move. I think it's a play.
Yeah, fair.
Like people that are keen on Dom Young, you can make 200K just about on that trade. And yeah, I like it.
Mate, the last name here, Cody Walker. I'm very intrigued what we've got here. Take it away.
Cody Walker, mouth-watering price, 516K. Upcoming games against the Dragons, Cowboys, Eels, and Titans. We have no 5-8s that we're keen on. Everyone's struggling to find who to go with. The fact that I have zero interest in Cody Walker and the entire Bunnies team says it all about where the Bunnies are at the moment, mate, because his case could not be more appealing for a proven Supercoach 5'8 star.
Yep.
You just cannot go near the Bunnies at the moment.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm not even going to entertain the thought.
They're just like, I get to my write-up on the teams of a Tuesday and I'm putting it together. I get to the Bunnies at the moment. It's just like, how can you even consider anyone? Now lose Cam Murray, the heart of that pack.
Now, I'm just going to add one more guy, and I've already spoken about him a little bit, but I just want to give you a little bit of a stats deep dive on my boy Josh Rogers. Now, it's all vibe. I think he can hold on to this spot long term. I really like him. Over the last few weeks in Q Cup, so in the last 2 weeks, he scored 2 tries. He had, in the last 5 weeks, he's had 4 try assists, 3 line breaks. He's breaking about 2 tackles a week or so. It doesn't make a stack of tackles. You're looking at like the 10 to 16 range. Over the last 5 weeks though, his run meters, 145, 89, 112, 144, 150. So he's getting through a bit of work there. The big one though, Timmy, who do you think's leading Q Cup for conversions? Josh Rogers.
No.
Yeah. So he's kicked 30 goals in 7 weeks. So you're looking at about 4 goals a week. I don't have the actual, like, his percentages, but that must be – he must be kicking pretty fucking well, I would assume. I reckon there is every chance Josh Rogers comes in, holds his spot, and kicks goals for the Brisbane Broncos, playing 5-8 there. I think he could be a very nice potential downgrade. If we get some sort of nod – that he's going to hold it over Jock Madden, which is still a big ask. Jock Madden's a good footballer, as you pointed out. He could be a very interesting guy.
He could. Despite not knowing anything about him, I was really impressed with Jock Madden when Reynolds was out. And I thought he did a great job. And I would be very surprised if Madden doesn't come straight back into this team. But as I said, I haven't seen a lot about Rogers. Even the goal kicking, you know, knowing that Adam Reynolds is out long term and Josh Rogers may or may not win this spot, but I think it'd be brave not to get the goal kicking into Reece Walsh, who also hits them well, to be fair.
Mm.
Do you think Rogers will kick this week?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there that
there's
the potential for him to goal kick 100%. So, keep an eye on that situation. We'll be watching very closely to see who takes the tee this week.
Trying to find he's kicking at 81%. It's very good, but if it was like 85, 90, I'd be like, oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Interesting to see what happens. And, yeah, once again, it's a long shot. There's no doubt about it. But, yeah, one to watch shit. There. Got a really nice little running game, Josh Rogers. So I think he could suit this team really well. So one to keep an eye on. I'm sure we'll talk about it more over the next few weeks unless Jock Madden comes in, and then I will bury it and never bring it up
ever again. Okay, goal kicking conversion rate. Pretty old. He's been playing kick-up since 2018. What must be mid-20s, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Conversion rate, goal kicking. So how many has he hit? I don't know how many goals he's at. Okay, plenty. 81% this year, 85.96 last year.
Mate, he's 27 years old.
27, 74% the year before, 70% the year before that. Yeah, dude can kick.
Josh Rogers was born in?
I don't want to know.
Gold Coast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the year.
WA boy. No, he was born in 96.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he's played 94. He's played 94 games up there in the Q Cup for a few sides. 94 games. He scored 41 tries.
Hmm.
Goal kicking at a high click. One to keep an eye on.
Hope he comes in, kills it, and doesn't goal kick.
Maybe. Hmm. Anyway, a good little watch over the next few weeks, mate. Trades.
Hmm.
I'll kick off with mine. I am thinking this week I'm going to make two trades. I'm going to go Ryan Pappenhausen to Scotty Drinkbloke, and I am going to go James Schiller to David Armstrong. Collect a little bit of Bickie there. That'll leave me with 233K in the bank. And for the fucking 10th week in a row, I plan to save some trades next week. I really, really, really promise to save some trades next week.
Yeah. I like the trades. I love the Drinky trade. I think Drinky is the best replacement for Pappenhausen. We had a good chat last night on the potty about those replacements and the spy throw at Walsh. He was a bit on the fence as well, whether it was him or Drinky, but he liked Walsh. Desi was all over Drinky, particularly with that goal.
Sorry, spy is buying Walsh?
Yeah, he already owns Drinky though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think Drinky's the man, and he's going to be terrifying to not own. We'll get to captain shortly, but another wet weekend in Sydney ahead, so very scary. For myself, when I boosted last week for the fourth time, I went, okay, this has been particularly aggressive for the way I normally play Supercoach. Normally go a little bit more conservative on the trades, and I said, need to start saving them. It's not going to be a backflip if I trade twice later in the week, because I'm not saying I won't, but as it stands, I'm just going to do probably the one trade. I'm looking at Joe Chan out, Benny Trbojevic up to 2RF, and getting David Armstrong in.
Yep.
Just the one there, and then I'm looking to save the other one. This is very happy with my side as it stands, very happy in particular with my starting 17 this week. Not thrilled about playing Terrell May, but that's all right. So I think I might save one.
Not thrilled with playing Terrell May, but it could turn to gold very quickly.
He could play 50 minutes and score another double. Like, who knows?
Mate, he could score a double in 15.
I know.
He's a fucking maniac. What's Chan's situation? What's his break even and shit this week?
That's why I'm getting rid of him. So his break even's 45.
Yeah, okay.
And he's just not, like, you don't have to sell this week, but he's ended up making us 84 grand. So it hasn't panned out as planned, but we did start the year with him. So I didn't use a trade to get him in, but a 15 in his rolling average from last week. He got 40 minutes last week. He spent time at centre. I think in this full strength pack, Kamika Mitha, I believe, is back. Obviously, Nass has been playing. I think that 25 minute mark is where he sits, barring injuries. So I do think he's a sell. Even if there was an edge backer, I'll go down. He wasn't scoring overly well there anyway. So Yeah, Joe Chan out.
Beautiful. I've got a feeling. That we might get a boost this week from Kathmandu.
Yeah, I've got to make some changes.
Fuck yes, Kat. I'm not happy.
I just, but my issue is that my indecisive nature doesn't help with my conservative approach to trading because it just means that I panic at the thought of having to confirm these changes. But to talk about Chan, I've got Sheila. I obviously want to upgrade someone in my CT dubs and then, you know, the fullback too, looking at CNK and whether or not I can just like spend a bit of money and upgrade him to someone that I can keep for a period of time. So
what's CNK's price, Kat? Have you got it there?
He's 736,000.
Just on Chan's, Kat, he's had one bad week. Like he started the season 88, 96, 77, 90. It was in a bludger of a game in Newey in that wet weather on the weekend. He scored 40 with 40 in base. I wouldn't panic.
He's definitely not the top of the trade list.
That they do go Roosters into Panthers, but seriously, with the base he's churning out, as you said, got to be a bounce back from the Warriors. I'd probably hold him.
Yeah, like he could score really well this weekend.
Yeah.
I definitely need to upgrade in that CTW space. So, yeah, we'll see.
Are you going to use a boost this week? Have you still got five boosts left?
I've got three left.
Oh, okay. Still, that's a lot compared to other people. That's good. Yeah.
So there you go.
I like it.
I will, if you're part of the Roo crew, I might update you on my trades tomorrow when I decide what I'm going to do. Well. But if I was to do it now, I'd be making it up. I really don't know who I want on my side just yet.
Cool. Okay, beautiful. Sweet. Can't wait to hear Timmy's backflip as the week proceeds. Sit V starts, Timmy. How do you want to go about this? What do you want to talk?
Oh, I'll just lead away, mate. My bench, going to play obviously Fuller. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck will be – so my CT dubs are Sarko Holmes, Dallin, Taylor May, Roger on the bench. I've got Nico Hines.
Playing Taylor May?
Yeah, against the Doggies, I think so. Okay. Especially with the slight potential of being on the – if he goes on the right, he'll double his Supercoach score.
If he plays left – Stephen Crichton will be marking him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, playing Taylan May, playing Fuller on the bench, Nico on the bench, Rogers on my bench. I'm playing Sean Lane over Morgan Smithies. I'm sitting Smithies. I'm sitting Brayley. I'm sitting Sam Hughes. I'm sitting Lockie Galvin. And I will be – where are the Knights? The Knighties have got the Tigers, Tamworth, probably be sitting Armstrong as well. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at, mate. I'm playing Curran and May in my front row.
Not sure I've ever heard anything less intimidating than the Knighties. I will play – my reserves will be Kuipers, Paul, Hines – probably Dill Brown, and then I've got to decide between Fuller, May, and Appy, and I guess Terrell May as well. But
are you playing Galvin?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
interesting. Talk to me.
I just like the way that Galvin plays. I think he runs the ball a lot. I think that without noted halfback this week, I think he'll take even more control. I just think in a really shit 5-8 position, I usually feel pretty confident that Galvin's going to get 50 and he'll usually come up with something each week. So, you've got me second guessing that now. I'm not going to lie. but I'm a big Galvin guy. I mean, if I was to play Dill Brown over him and not play him, I mean, if Taylor May plays right, if we get any form of confirmation of that, I will play Taylor May immediately. Appy with his injury, I'm not totally convinced. Smithies obviously has a bye. Terrell May, I don't fucking know. That's probably what I'm looking at the moment.
Yeah. Fair. It's not a knock on Galvin. I would have thought the natural move would be just to play Appy over him for sure. But with the back spasms and injury concern.
Yeah, the spasms has me a bit.
They're scary.
Yeah. Okay, Capitanos. El Capitanos, what are you looking at, Timbo?
Tough week for me. I think it's an easy week for Scott Drinkwater owners. So yep. I reckon you'll be leaning that way. Provided he plays, tempted to go an early C on Nathan Cleary. Ooh. Against the Dogs. They obviously don't need to risk him at all. So if he plays, I'm pretty confident he gets through and he'll be fine. My VC will be Jermaine Asako at Suncorp, which I like that one. Would solve a lot of headaches if you could go 130 plus. I was also eyeing the captaincy on Reece Walsh against the Eels. The wet weather and your shit chat around the goal kicking has me a little bit concerned though.
Yep.
And I know there's risk in that, but in terms of straight up skippers this week, they're my best options. I could go Dave Fifita, but I know Dave Fifita has huge upside, but I do like a spine player as my skipper just for that big, big upside.
I am seriously considering that actually.
Dave Fifita.
Yeah, man.
How was he last week just scampering across fields going, tackle break, tackle break, tackle break?
He got no good ball at any point and he scored 84 against Melbourne.
Yeah.
Wild. And there was patches of 25 minutes where he didn't score points. Insane.
If we get to Friday and Sydney's pissing down rain, which it is meant to be at this stage, I might just go, all right, I'll take Dave Fifita in a dry game against the Cowboys and just do that. Played 80 last week as well, which is a good sign.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good play.
Yeah.
It'd be a very good play.
What do you think?
Mate, I will be VCing Nath against the Canterbury Bulldogs if he features. And then I will be going either Captain Drinky or Fifita. One of those two is what I am looking at.
Drinky's got to be the play, doesn't he?
I like Fifita, man. Fucking watching him last week was insane.
Yeah, it was
a joke. The other thing I think with Fifita as well is that if Chris Randall is playing 5'8", Foz is going to get so much fucking ball in that footy side. So I think Fifita's very appealing. Yeah. The other one for me, mate, that I will consider as a VC, pending what happens with Nath and whatnot, Zach Lomax versus South Sydney.
Ooh,
is very appealing.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a very exciting one for me as well. So I really like my matchups this week. I think I'm in a good little spot.
Just very quickly to cover my ass, on said Fifita backflip last week, I was just looking at him missing 4 of 7 games over the Origin period and I said, that's at a minimum. I'm like, that's too much. That's why I said I didn't like him.
Yep.
It wasn't until Thursday after or like Friday morning that I looked into it deep and I'm like, the buys and all that didn't come until the back end of Origin.
Yep.
So he played 13 and then he misses 16, but he had like 6 of 7 games up until around 15. So I'm like, sweet, I can hold him to that period, bank the points and then either trade him then or hold him. But he then misses 16, 17, 19, potentially 20 if he's rested. So from there he could be a sell, but I just, at the time, I didn't realize that was that.
Yep, that's right. Take her out of reverse, mate. It's okay. Yeah, sweet. No, I think it's a good – well, obviously I did the same thing, so I think it's a good move. Probably didn't need to point that out. Okay, are we done and dusted?
I think so.
Yes,
we are. SC Playbook, what'd you do last night?
Big Origin buy planning deep dive, which clubs have the best and worst schedules, the Origin players that are worth holding and selling due to them. Angus Crichton was one that cropped up who – I think will be a sell come round 13. I think Nathan Cleary's every chance of being a sell round 13. So if you're buying them this week, have a listen to the potty. If you're not, do it anyway. but yeah, just a big planning deep dive into that.
Yeah, love that. Awesome. Kathmandu, anything before we hit the frog and toad?
No, just little guru hand. He's giving you a thumbs up. Good luck this week, guys.
Little guru pour over there. How good. All right, guys. We'll see you later tonight on The Late Show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help.
I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.